Welcome to Future Forward, the podcast where we explore ideas and insights that help shape the future of business. I'm your host, Logan Darjean, and today we're focusing on one of the most dynamic fields in business, marketing. Joining us is Professor Leroy Robinson, a marketing expert and faculty member at the University of Houston Clear Lake. We'll be talking about how marketing is taught today, what students should be focusing on, and where the industry is headed. Let's get started. Professor Robinson, thanks for being here. Could you start by telling us a little about your background and what brought you into the field of marketing?
Thank you, Logan, for inviting me to your podcast. My background would start off, and I was an undergrad student at Louisiana State University, and initially I was a management major. And when I graduated with my management degree, I wasn't happy with the management jobs available, and I decided to go to grad school to get more experience and to maybe change my major, my focus. And so when I went to Purdue University to focus on my graduate degree, I fell in love with marketing when I started taking marketing classes. And so I completed my master's, which was in marketing. I went to work in marketing, and when it was time for me to change my career and I wanted to go back to school and become a professor, I decided to stick with marketing, and so my PhD is in marketing, and that's how I got here.
So what made you decide to teach marketing, and why did you choose the University of Houston Clear Lake?
Well, I decided to teach marketing because I'd fallen in love with the field as a professional. I worked in different industries. I really enjoyed what I was doing, and I knew that going back as a professor, I wanted to be able to share with my students some real-world stories. And so I thought the fact that I had all of this experience in marketing, that would allow me to share with them things that I'd actually gone through that would help them beyond what they're learning in the textbook. I chose the University of Houston Clear Lake is because when I went to school, my professional career, I moved around a lot. And I decided that I'd gotten tired of moving, and so I limited the cities that I looked at for the schools I wanted to attend. I'd lived in Houston before, and I had friends here. I'd lived in Chicago before, and I had friends there. And I'd lived in Los Angeles before, and I had family and friends there. And so those are three in Atlanta, where I had family and friends. And so those are the four cities I decided to look for jobs. And it just so happens that when I was looking for a job in Houston, there was a gentleman retiring at my school. And so that opened up a position and I came. And I liked the school. I liked the dynamics of the job. And so when they offered me the job, I took it.
So is there anything in particular that you enjoy most about working with your students?
My favorite thing when it comes to working with students is helping students change their lives. Watching students come from one world or one walk in life, and then helping them go through the journey and pick their future and find something they enjoy, and then seeing them years later and they're happy and they felt they made the right decision. I'm just glad that I can be a part of that. So my favorite thing as being a professor is helping students find their joy, find their happiness.
So I'm sure, as you know, marketing has changed a lot in the past few years. What are some of the biggest changes that you may have seen?
By far, the biggest change in marketing has been technology. As a matter of fact, technology is one of my research areas. Technology on two sides. On the company side, where we have internet, you can buy stuff via the internet. Companies no longer have to have physical storefronts. Their entire operation can be on the internet. That side of technology, and of course, technology on the consumer side, which we get into social media and the power of consumers to share how they feel about the products and services that they purchase in the marketplace.
So do you think students today are more interested in digital marketing or more traditional areas like branding or sales?
From my experience, I teach principles of marketing, which focuses on the entire marketing world, but primarily the traditional ways, and I teach social media marketing. So every semester, Both of those classes are available to students on the first day. And by the end of the first week, my social media marketing class is full. So students are selecting digital marketing and social media marketing because they're really excited about it because it's such a huge part of their lives. And so it is by far the most popular thing with today's students.
So are there any tools or platforms you think all marketing students should learn how to use?
In my social media marketing class, we cover all the main platforms, Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube, Snapchat. And so we learn about the different platforms, but most importantly, I teach my students what's the purpose of the platforms because the platforms change. And so I say, you need to learn today's platforms because that's what you will have to do if you go out and get a job in social media. But you also need to understand, why are you using social media? What's the importance of social media? What can your company get out of social media? The platforms have changed. You need to make sure that you understand that social media is part of a concept we call the integrated marketing communications. And it's how we communicate with our customers. The platforms are just tools. You have to understand what you're building and why you're picking up this tool, because the tools will change.
So you talked about using platforms such as Instagram or X. Do your students get to work on real-world marketing projects using these platforms?
In social media marketing, they don't do real-world projects, but what they do in my class is called a simulation. And what they do in this, they're assigned for the entire semester. They have a social media marketing campaign. And so there's a fictional company. This company sells backpacks and tote bags and things and those types of bags. And so they have to learn about the background of the company. They have to learn about the company's customers. And then over the course of the semester, they do rounds like in a game, and they have to perform what social media marketers do. So say the first two rounds, they're posting Facebook posts. They're making Instagram posts. They're making YouTube posts. In the second and third rounds, they're buying advertisement on the main major platforms. So Pinterest, they'll buy ads on YouTube, ads on Instagram, ads on X, and those other various platforms. And then the next two rounds, they have to hire an influencer to promote their products. At the end of every round, they are scored in terms of their performance in the marketplace. And so they're ranked against each other, like in the real world. Somebody's going to get more views, more impressions, more engagement than the others. And so they're competing against each other. And then the last few weeks, they have to put it all together for the last round. And at the end of the semester, there's winners and losers. There's somebody at the top who sold $140,000 worth of products and had 3 million impressions, and there's somebody at the bottom who maybe only sold 5,000 products. And so I like that because it gives them the real world consequences of what could happen in the real world based on the decisions they make, and they have to make the decisions.
So based on that, how important for you is it that students get internships or join marketing clubs while they're in school?
I think internships are absolutely necessary. One of the dynamics of today's marketplace is that you have students who are going to graduate and they're going to apply for jobs, and what they're not aware of is they're actually going to be competing with people with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years experience. And so in order to be somewhat competitive with those folks, they need to go out and get internships, get real world experience, and so they can put that on a resume. The other thing that I think is important about internships is that you have to really know if you like the job. Just because you read about the job or somebody else likes the job, you need to know, is this what you want to do when you get up every morning and you have to go to work? Are you enjoying what happens on a daily basis? You can only get that from working at a real company doing real work.
So what skills do you think employers are really looking for when they're hiring marketing graduates?
I think the number one skill most of the employers I talk to, they're looking for students who are critical thinkers. Students who can make wise decisions, can be trusted with a lot of resources, look at the marketplace, look at the different parameters of what's going to happen when I make this decision, and then make the best decision. The skill set, the good grades, that's all you have to do that. But when you really want to narrow, when an employer really wants to narrow it down, they want people who they trust because they're just good critical thinkers.
Where do you see the future of marketing going in the next few years?
In the next few years, marketing is changing even more than it did through social media because of this new thing, artificial intelligence, AI. It is changing almost every aspect of marketing. And so we don't quite know what the long-term effect will be, but every student who's in marketing has to understand it will have an impact in one way or another.
So is there a trend or new idea in marketing that you're personally excited about?
As a researcher, as a marketing professor, I also do a lot of research in marketing. And all of my research is based around technology and people using technology. And so what I'm excited about, even with AI and with social media, is how people use it, whether they use it to its full potential or whether they use just a little bit of it. I love seeing why people make the choices they make, because most of us don't fully utilize the technology we have at our hands, but the ones who use more of the technology will have an advantage over those who use less of the technology.
Lastly, what advice would you give to students who want to build a strong career in marketing?
I think the number one piece of advice I would give to a student who wants to start their career in marketing is be open to change. Be flexible. Get a lot of experience through internships. Do well in your courses. But be open to change, because one thing about the world of business, the only thing constant is change. And so the job may be this way now, but in 5 years, that job may be something else. And so you have to be open to change. And you can only get that through having as many different types of experiences as you can acquire.
Professor Robinson, thank you for sharing your time and insight with us today. It's been great learning more about the world of marketing and how University of Houston Clear Lake is helping shape the next generation of professionals. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with a friend. Until next time, stay curious and keep moving forward.